Well, I have a friend, and she told me that her mother died some years ago, and she came back to her and was telling her these foolish things. So I took her to Ecclesiastes 9:5, where it says that the dead knoweth not anything, neither do they have any more remembrance of anything in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And she reminded me of when Saul went to the witch of Endor and conjured up Samuel. Hello?
Right, we're here.
Mm-hmm. And he conjured up Samuel. And Samuel even predicted the future. He told Saul that he and his sons would be sleeping well with him tomorrow. And these things took place. Now, I know there has to be a logical explanation because the Bible doesn't lie.
All right. Well, no, the Bible doesn't lie. You do, again, you just do a little bit of logical work here. And when it tells us that the witch conjures up Samuel, the Bible is talking about who this demon, of course, is attempting to impersonate. It could not have been Samuel for a number of reasons. First of all, the devil does not have the power to resurrect, much less a witch. Secondly, Samuel says to King Saul, "You will be with me." How could this king who grieved away the Spirit of God be sharing the reward of a holy prophet if they're going to the same place? Thirdly, the message that Samuel gives has absolutely no hope in it. And the messages that the Lord usually gives give warning and hope. It's a hopeless message. And so we don't believe that this witch, that's why God pronounced the death penalty on anyone who conjured up the dead, because it was very deceptive.
And also, if you look at the scripture, it actually says, if you read the message that the witch gave, the actual text says, "And she perceived that it was Samuel." It was not actually Samuel. And in fact, it says the gods, small g.
Coming up out of the earth.
Gods coming up out
of
the earth.
These are demons.
That's right.
You know, if you read to your friend Job 7, verse 10, Catherine, it says, Job chapter 7, verse 10, "He will return no more to his house," speaking of a dead person.
Mm-hmm.
And we know you already read Ecclesiastes 9:5, and you could look at Psalms 146, verse 3. So there's a number of verses in the Bible that say that dead people don't come back to haunt the living. The Bible's very clear about that.
Okay. Well,
we have a lesson called "Are the Dead Really Dead?" We'll send you a free copy if you call the resource number.
Is that 1-800-835-6747?
That's correct.
"Are the Dead Really Dead?" You asked for that. And